Yeah, we expect up to 10 ministers. And then we expect several governors of the central bank and several PSS. The PSS and governors in total should be about 22 who are coming. And then they've got their senior officials such as directors in charge of research, directors in charge of financial market issues, directors in charge of banking supervision and those kind of departments. But we've got permanent secretaries for finance, permanent secretaries in charge of planning portfolios in their ministries in several countries that are members of NEFI.
Is Zimbabwe represented at this meeting, and if so, who is in from Zimbabwe?
Actually, Zimbabwe is represented at a very high level. We've got Honorable Patrick Chinamasa, who is going to chair the first session of the meeting in the morning. We have got Mr. Willard Manungo, the Secretary to the Treasury. We've got Dr. Sibanda from the Ministry of Macroeconomic Planning and Investment Promotion. And we've got Governor John Manguza from the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. So Zimbabwe is represented at a very high level. In addition to those, there are senior technical officials from the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development, and the Ministry of Macroeconomic Planning and Investment Promotion. So Zimbabwe is very, very well represented here.
Looking at the state of Zimbabwe's economy, and you have just mentioned that you work in the debt management section, what can Zimbabwe learn at this meeting that will help the country get out of the current situation that it's in?
The meeting is not going to focus really on public debt management, but there are a lot of lessons that Zimbabwe is expected to learn from here. We are discussing how countries such as Zimbabwe can leverage their natural resources to transform their economy so that the economies can use the gains from natural resources to expand investment in infrastructure, to regenerate more revenue for the budget so that they minimize borrowing that most governments in our region still engage in. And for the case of Zimbabwe, you know they have had a serious debt overhang problem. So with better utilization of the natural resources, better generation of revenues from natural resources, they should be able to address the current debt overhang problem. But there are a lot of things to be learned, including issues of managing sovereign wealth funds. You may recall that Zimbabwe is one of the countries that have very recently introduced a framework for establishing sovereign wealth funds. So they will learn a lot here how those sovereign wealth funds can be run more effectively and how they can be used to transform the current natural resources into income and wealth for the future generation. So it is going to be a very important function for Zimbabwe.
Also, what other topics are going to be under discussion at this summit?
We are going to set the tone of the forum by having a discussion on the role of leadership in the management of natural resources in Africa. And then we're going to highlight the policy measures that countries can adopt to effectively manage natural resources. Thirdly, we will look at transforming depleting natural resources into income for growth. And then we will look finally at the taxation of natural resources principles and policy issues. The last session of the day will be a panel of very high profile individuals looking at issues discussed during the day, coming up with what should be the way forward for Africa as a whole and the region in particular, things that will benefit countries such as Zimbabwe.